Good afternoon and welcome to Talk Saratoga. It's good to be doing internet again, and we have a special guest with us today. She's a frequent flyer model, and Barbara Bodden. Hello, Barbara.
Rick, you're making me blush.
No, never.
Yes, you
can't
are.
Make you blush. Gosh. Well, let me start out by doing what we always do, and that's a little background about yourself. So if you'll just tell us a little bit about where you grew up, where you went to school, leave the business portion out of it for a while because we'll get into that after. Just want to know a little bit about you and who you are.
Wow, I'm flattered.
Well,
okay.
Hey.
Wow, nobody usually asks about me. It's what I can do for them.
Really?
Yes. Okay. So, hi, everybody. My name is Barbara Bodden, and I own Body by Bodden for about 15 years. I grew up in Long Island, and I really loved the fact that I could grow up near the ocean. Very beautiful place to go.
But you're not the usual Long Islander because you don't have that accent.
Correct. I was born in Manhattan.
Oh, okay. Well, that's why. Because
that's why.
I work with people in the summer at the racetrack that are from Long Island, and you have a hard time understanding what they're talking about.
Yes, yes, especially with some of the slang language, yes.
Yes. Well, that's good. So then you moved up to this area?
I moved up to this area because I wanted to start an alternative business.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you didn't move up here. How long have you been up here?
Oh, I've been up here for over 20-something years.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's great. I mean, we're better off having you up here
well,
than
thank you.
Manhattan is having you down there.
Yes.
Tell us where you went to school for your business you know, because you have a unique business.
I know.
It's it's good. I mean, it's alternative medicine.
Yes.
Alternative ways of doing things, therapy. And so give us a little bit of background where you went to school for that.
Well, I started going to school for massage therapy, and then it just escalated as far as wanting to have more learning experience with alternative therapies and healing. I received my doctoral degree actually as a doctor of alternative healing, which this is what I was supposed to be called. And I practiced this for 7 years until New York State said, you can't call yourself an alternative doctor anymore. So I made sure that I stayed with my credentials as far as medical massage therapy and hypnotherapy for Body by Bodden.
Okay. Why? Any idea why they just eliminated that, title?
I do. What happened was somebody was an alternative therapist and something had taken place where they didn't practice in a proper formation.
Okay.
Got themselves in trouble. So it came down on other alternative practitioners. And when I started my business, I actually started fitness training people that would come from New York City and see me 3 days a week. And I loved what I did. And then they asked me, do I know anybody that does massage therapy?
Oh, okay.
And I would say to them, no, sorry.
Well, that's,
I don't.
Yeah. Now, do you have to take like classes every year to... Every 3 years.
To be updated, yes. And my specialty is medical massage for high-end cases.
Okay, so really, that's a professional license.
Oh, absolutely,
so,
for New York State,
right.
Yes. Yes, we have to have a certain amount of hours by New York State to be able to practice. And two of my specialties are sciatica, being able to help with regenerate nerve conduction. And many people have heard about sciatica, and then also edema situations where there's fluid retention, especially in the ankle area, and especially with people who have injuries from, say, sports injuries or even older people.
I don't think there's anybody that hasn't had sciatic problems.
I think there is a great extent in the public that has had these situations. Yes.
I mean, it's I think everybody's had that. I mean, especially I think as you get older, if you're not toned well, you know, you turn or you pick up something and turn. I mean, that I think causes a problem there.
Well, I've found a lot of people with injuries and they didn't even know how they came about. So we have to basically speculate. Sometimes people sleep wrong. Sometimes people have too much sodium in their diet, and that can escalate edema attacks.
Oh, it can.
Yes.
So is that like fluid retention?
It's fluid retention, and I usually find it in a large percentage of people in the ankle area.
Okay.
And sometimes what I'll do, Rick, is I'll find it in the facial area underneath the eyes,
okay,
the sinus cavities. So I'm able to remove that fluid, and a person's able to look younger through releasing that.
Well, that too, and it probably saves a lot of sinus headaches and sinus infection.
Yes.
I mean, I think, you know, like I'm having sinus problems right now. It seems like I get that in the change of weather, especially when, like, you got rain coming and then when it's raining. And I don't know if it has anything to do with the outside pressure or what, but...
Well, people get stuffy, right? The maxillary cavities, ethmoid and sphenoid cavities, what they do is they swell. And then it gives a tendency to look like there's especially bags under the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And it might not be that a person's getting older. It just might be that they have had sinus infections in a numerous way.
Okay. So you can massage the puffiness under the eyes, right?
I'm massaging you right now,
but
Rick.
that feels good. My eyeballs are relaxing.
You're doing it to yourself.
Oh, well, you said you were doing it. So
I'm an arm's length away from you, Rick.
Yeah, and you planned it that way.
No.
But do you find that a lot of it is in the ankles because people don't walk enough or exercise? They tend to sit down more?
Well, a lot of people I find when they've had edema in the ankles, it's because they've had ankle injuries.
Oh,
they've
okay.
rolled their ankles.
Oh, all right.
So therefore, if the peroneals were lengthened a little bit too much because they've rolled their ankle in a medial fashion way, then it would have the tendency to have the propensity for weakness in those areas.
Okay. Because I know they always say, you know, if you sit down too much or you become a couch potato, that you could get bad circulation in your legs and that could cause
it can
problems.
Cut off the circulation in the lower back area down to the ankle
okay.
area. Yes. People should have a certain amount of exercise every week, about three
sure.
times a week for exercise. And it helps with dopamine release too, which is that good chemical that makes us feel wonderful usually throughout our day.
See, and I haven't been exercising because...
And now you don't have dopamine in your brain as much as you should.
Because I always thought dopamine was, you know, it would make you more of a dope. So, you know, they should call it smartamine or something, you know?
No, but dopamine is a neurotransmitter.
Okay, all right.
That
well,
helps
you know
feel
what?
Good
just,
and wards away depression.
You're my go-to person here, you know, my go-to
you.
Therapist. Why did you choose this field? I mean, I know you love it and you can talk about it forever, but what made you go into this?
Because a lot of people were going for drugs as far as to help medicate themselves with pain.
Mm-hmm.
And my thought is if I can go ahead and have somebody free of any type of medication that could cause major side effects, then that was going to be what I was going to accomplish with patients. And I've done it for numerous years. I've given
okay.
people great results, probably in the 90 percentile.
Oh, yeah.
Range.
Well, I like on your Facebook page, you know, you have some patients that have improved from when they started with you. And so one of them had a traumatic injury, correct?
Yes, he had a stroke, actually two of them in 3 years. And he came in, wonderful, wonderful person to work with.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a cane and a brace that he was walking with. And I told him, I said, we're going to get you off of that cane and the brace, and we're going to do the absolute best we can to make you feel that you feel good about yourself again. And so the last situation that I'd worked with him, we got him off of the cane and the brace. We got him going up and down the stairs. Yes, it took effort. Yes, it took time. It took numerous sessions, but he's happy with the results so far, and that's what matters.
Well, sure. I mean, anything that like that is going to take time.
Correct.
I mean, you're not going to do it in one or two sessions, or no. You're not going to get better in a month.
In a severe case like that, or not with sciatica. It does take time, but people are so happy. Patients are happy to come into the office at Body by Baden because I offer them the mind, the body, and the soul connection. So Sure. Whatever I have as far as my credentials, I offer that. And then as far as spiritual, if people want to pray, they want to meditate, whatever they need to do to get them in that frame of mind, I'm open to that.
Okay. You know, I always wanted to be a priest. So if I came down, could I say mass? No. I thought about something on the way up here. You know, bodies by Baden.
Yes.
So you got Bod for bodies and Bod for Baden.
Do you know where I got that name from?
No.
I actually got that name. I won't mention any names, but I actually got that name from someone who was on the road to making a difference in people's lives alternatively.
Okay.
And he laughed one day at me and he goes, you know, Barbara, he goes, you know what you should call your business? Body by Baden. You know why? He goes, because he goes, you work out numerous times a week. You keep yourself in shape. And why not have the body in front of the, you know, the body by Baden? And at first I thought about it. I'm like, doesn't that sound a little too pretentious? And he goes, no. He goes, you've earned it.
Well, sure.
And I said, okay, it sticks.
You're a good role model, too, for someone that, you know, I mean, that you practice what you preach. And, I mean, I remember as a kid going to my primary physician when I was younger, and of course this is when you used to go to their home. They had their office in their home, and you'd go in and he'd check you and give you a physical, and then you'd go into his office and you'd sit down and go over things, and he'd light up a cigarette and it's like, but back then that was normal.
Oh, no.
I mean, that was considered normal back then, and it's like, you know, you're trying to tell people not to smoke and the doctor pulls out a cigarette. But in your case, you know, you look good, you practice what you preach, you work out. I know what your diet's like because we went out to breakfast one time and you eat like a bird. You eat a lot, but you eat like a bird. And that's, you know.
I watch what I eat.
You do, yes.
I also have to maintain my weight and keeping in good shape because I have a background in modeling too. I've been doing that since a kid. And that makes me think twice about what I put in my mouth.
Sure. So. And hopefully you can do that until you're like
50.
Another 50 or 60 years, because
sure.
You're only like 18. And
I feel like I'm young.
Well,
so
I know
that's
great.
And
it's all how you feel.
Yeah.
I mean, and you do feel better when you work out and you eat right.
Yes. And a good attitude too.
And a good attitude. Yes. And, but no, that's great. And so you really, what age were you when you thought about that you wanted to do this and you went to school to do it and get it accomplished?
I started thinking, well, I actually started running by the age of 15. That was always really a best friend to me.
Mm-hmm.
It was something that was always there when I needed it. So I would just put on a quick exercise outfit and go out for a 2-mile run, and it was vigorous, but it was just a wonderful way of dealing with stress. Unfortunately, I had a car accident about 3.5 years ago, and they said that I could never run again.
Really?
Yes. I got hit actually by an 18-wheeler from behind with my car.
Oh my gosh.
And I had a, you know, convertible 2-door 2-seater. So when patients come in to see me at the office, I have a deep empathy for people, and I'm very versatile on how I can deal with someone, because I know I've cried about it. It's tragedy. And, you know, when we have those type of situations, sometimes we feel very alone. So it's
Sure.
nice to have someone that can empathize in that situation.
Oh yeah, I mean you've been there. So
Yes.
you know, I mean you've got the cycle. I mean you've been there, you practice what you preach, you eat
Yes.
well, you maintain your weight. I mean, I know you're a model, and that's one of the reasons why, but I think you would do that anyway, being in this business.
Well, you have to have stamina. The longest session I've ever done is 7 hours with no break.
Wow.
So it was on a case. A woman was 76 years old, and she had some situations with her capillaries, which 25 years ago, she had brought to my attention that she hit her leg on a dishwasher and it caused the capillaries to burst. And so what I did is I helped remove them, but it took 7 hours.
Wow.
She wanted to wear capri pants, and I said, okay, done, let's do this.
76 capri
76
pants.
years old from Long Island.
Unbelievable. Unreal. Now, see, I walk for exercise.
Okay.
And, you know, you get a, after, I mean, not in 3 days, but after a while, you start to feel good, even walking, you know, I
Yes.
mean, 3 miles or whatever. Because I got a, you know, I mean, I'm overweight and, but you know, I'm proud. I've got a 12 pack and I'm trying to get it down to a six pack, but abs, you know, but you know, I mean, when we were younger and you think about it, we were so active when you're young.
Right.
You know, you're outside all the time and you know, you're playing or you're riding a bike or you're in sports. And then it seems that when you hit your working years, that most people just kind of ease off. And you know, whether it's they feel they're too busy or they don't have time, but it's your health and your life, and you really should make time. And you don't have to make a lot of time,
Right.
right?
When I started Body by Baden, doing specializing in medical massage and hypnotherapy, I have a lot of patients that actually wanted to reduce weight. And reducing the weight was just as important as being able to have the touch. Touch is everything. It's very, very important. It helps stimulate the good chemicals in the brain. And when people don't get touched, it can cause a lot of sickness and illness.
Right.
Excuse me, I just coughed.
That's okay. No, I'm not going to do it. No, you're right. I think, you know, I think we've talked before about this, that I think I need to be have a little bit of a hypnotherapy on eating because I mean it is you get yourself in a rut. I mean, I grew up in an Italian household.
Oh, the bread.
Where, well, the bread and the pasta and the sausage and, you know, I mean, everything that was their staple, you know, growing up in a household like that, that's what, and you become addicted to that stuff.
Yes. A lot of patients have come to me because they've had addictions to Starbucks coffees. They've had addictions to bread where you sit down, it's an automatic response. You go to a restaurant, what do? They give you bread. And the first thing that I do is I push that plate away most of the time. You know, I'll have bread once in a while,
Sure.
but for the most part, when they sit down, you know, when they offer you that bread, oh, no, thank you. I'm going to have my meal. And it's important because the bread is just the extra calories and the carbohydrates that do we physically really need that at that time? So through the
Right.
hypnotherapy, I teach patients on a 6 session program, an hour and a half, say once a week for 6 weeks, that do you really need these different things? I make a person think about it. So I deal with the person on a conscious level and a subconscious level. I listen to what they need, and then I'm able to offer that with removing the negative patterns from the subconscious part of the brain
Okay.
naturally.
Well, that's that, you know, I mean, I think everybody needs a little help once in a while. And it's very hard to do it by yourself. And one of the things is, you know, I when you go to the doctors, they always say, you know, you need to lose weight. So you lose a little weight, but then you feel good, and then you say, well, I can't lose as much as I want. And you get frustrated, so you stop. And, you know, they always tell me, don't set your expectations too high.
Correct.
Because if you don't,
you're right, Rick.
If you don't reach them, then you're going to get frustrated and stop. So do increments, 5 pounds, then you're happy and 5 more pounds.
Remember something too, for my audience, is that it's not necessarily the weight that is so much of the major factor. It's how you dress, like how you feel in your clothing, because muscle does weigh more than fat.
Okay.
So if I look like I'm a small girl, say, you know, 120, I'm really 145 pounds.
Oh, really?
Yes. But when I ask
Not you.
Yes. When I ask people, I'm like, how much do you think I weigh? Oh, 122, 128. No, I'm 145 because I'm solid.
Yeah, but when you turn sideways coming through the door, I couldn't see you. I
mean, so, but it's important to for people to know, because when they come in to see me, it gives them that relief. It takes some stress off of them to think, well, wait a minute. I really don't need to be a target weight.
Okay.
I just need to feel good and know that my clothing is fitting well.
Sure. Well, that's great. Because I know I had to put my dresses up because they just weren't fitting anymore. So I just couldn't stand that.
He has a couple of them here.
Yeah,
right. I think I like the red one.
I prefer the stripe ones.
Okay.
So what is your favorite, since you've been in business, what is your favorite story that you have about working with people? I know the one, the fellow that had a stroke, two strokes that, you know, I mean, you can check this out on your Facebook. It's not anything that is made up, because I went there and I was really amazed. But do you have any, like, special stories that somebody didn't come in and think that they could be helped and you did and they were happy?
I got to think about that for a second. I've had a lot of people that I've worked with. What I like about my business is that it's very versatile. I mean, I can go back and forth from medical massage to hypnotherapy. I've had patients that I've worked with to do medical massage, say for an hour and a half to 2 hours, and then they jump over on the table and I work with them for an hour and a half.
Oh, wow.
Through the hypnotherapy.
Really?
So I have combine the sessions together. So when a person walks out, they're like, oh my God, this feels amazing.
Right, really. And yeah, probably the jumping from table to table helps out too, you know.
They're happy when they leave.
Yeah.
I give them a hug, send them on their way,
and that's
the having a
thing.
Better day.
Yeah, that's the main thing. I mean, you want to walk out feeling happy, or, you know, and if you didn't. So I can see where you're fulfilled by the work you do and seeing the results from your patients.
Everybody has a purpose in this world, and I've definitely found mine. Everybody needs to be needed, whether we like to admit that or not. I like the fact that I'm needed in this profession. I love the fact that I'm excellent at what I do, that I'm an expert in this field. And it's with alternative therapies, I've had my share of people having problems with, oh, I'll just take drugs instead of going for alternative therapies. I've gone against the grain, and I'll continue to do so. And any alternative therapist out there that believes that we can go this field instead of the Western medicine field, if that's what a person decides, not any pressure, then you give 100%. It's definitely fulfilling.
Well, I can see that, because I'll tell you, you know, I have some medical issues like anybody that gets older has. And one of the things about taking medicine is that when you take a medicine to help a problem, you have to take another medicine to control that other medicine. And before you know it, you're taking 4 or 5 pills because of the ones that are helping you can cause something else, and you got to take a pill to do that. So, I mean, it's a vicious cycle when you're taking medicine.
Right.
And
When I had my car accident and I was in tremendous pain with my neck and a bunch of other things I won't get into because it'd be too lengthy, they wanted to put me on Oxycontin,
yeah, Oxycontin.
and they wanted to be on a very high dosage because they saw the X-rays, they saw everything with me. And I made a decision and I said no because it's very addictive.
Oh,
And I've
yeah.
never been on any medications through my whole life, but that was my choice.
Right.
That's not anybody else's choice. It doesn't, you know, that's a personal decision, but I'm not hypocritical. So if I don't need something, I don't take something.
Right. And if somebody that does need, because I know I've had shoulder surgery and hand surgery, and I believe me, my wife is amazed because I'll take it for the first day or two, but then after that, it's just Tylenol
Right.
because I don't want to keep taking that medicine because you can get used to it. And actually, it bothers me because all I want to do is sleep, and then you wake up foggy and that. So I just take it until the real a couple days then. And so, but I know people that do take it, and you know,
I
it can
had
be a problem.
several cases of people thinking that they needed oxycontin from their doctor for carpal tunnel syndrome. And I actually help reverse carpal tunnel syndrome through
Okay.
a series of sessions. So that's basically a problem where I face that a person will have medial epicondylitis, lateral epicondylitis. Basically, it's tennis elbow, golfer's elbow. These things are very difficult to have and then maintain to be able to be on a computer or a phone. So I get a lot of
Yeah.
injuries and complaints with those situations.
Sure. Okay, like me, I come to you for 6 weeks for hypnotherapy, for an eating disorder, let's say, because I mean, really, it's an eating disorder, even if you don't think you have one, because, like you say, you know, you're eating starches, which you really don't need,
And sugar.
and
A lot of
sugar.
people, patients of mine, have been addicted to sugar.
Right. Well, and see that because we grew up with that.
Right.
So, and that stuff is very hard to break away. Now, like we went out to dinner yesterday. We met my cousins came from Syracuse and Albany, and we were celebrating my cousin's son moved back from California. So there were probably like 18 or 20 of us, and we went out to dinner and to this Italian restaurant. And
Yummy.
what they
I love
do,
Italian food.
but we had to order ahead of time. So they had these, what, you know, my wife gets salmon because she's a health nut. And I got what they call hats. They're macaroni and look like a hat. And broccoli and rabi and sausage. So, and roasted tomatoes and peppers. So they made a mistake though. They brought out Italian bread, garlic bread, but it was like real good Italian bread slices. So my cousin and I are eating it, and before you know it, the basket's empty. And what does he do? He asks the waitress for another basket of bread. So it's like,
Uh-oh.
and I said, oh, please don't, because this is so good. I'm not going to stop. Well, when my dinner came, I couldn't touch it
Right.
because I had a salad and
Right.
all that bread, so I brought it home. But I
What's the purpose of it, though? You know what I mean? You have to think twice and say, do I really need this? If you're a runner,
yeah.
hey, that would be great, right? Because you're
Right.
looking to burn off the bread. If
Sure.
I'm working 6, 7 hours, 6, 7, 8 hours at my office and I need to eat something, right? Maybe the bread, a little bit, but to get into the habit, it actually takes 21 times for something to become a habit, whether it be positive or negative. So you're not even thinking about
Right.
eating the
Well,
bread,
that's
you're just
it.
consuming
Well, the hand just kept going in the basket,
it.
and we're talking, and I think, see, I think what you do, and I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, though, you set that trigger up on just not eating the bread, just not picking it out of the basket while we're talking, or that you're making a person think about what they're doing
Yes.
so they can stop it before they do it.
Yes. And then I find that with the hypnotherapy, as I'm working with a patient, you notice that they're not feeling depressed anymore because they have more energy. You're
Sure.
putting energy back into them.
And I think that's with anything. I mean, if you get off a sugar addiction, I mean, you feel good because you're not getting spiked and then crashing, correct?
Correct.
I mean, gee, maybe I should go in business with you. I guess I'm pretty, no. Anyway, no, I really can see the benefit. Now, all right, you work with me for 6 weeks.
Okay.
Do you like some chiropractors will say, you need to be, you can't fix a problem and then expect to go back for 2 years. You should come in for a tune-up once in a while.
What
No.
I right, you're absolutely. What I do is I have the person come in, say for the 4 to 6 times in a 2 week period, say if they have sciatica, carpal tunnel syndrome, anything that's really major that a person's been dealing with for quite a while. So for me to be able to reverse those situations, I need to have that time. Okay. And so when we take a look at something like with the medical massage, we're looking at the basis of saying what is going to be your treatment plan. So I customize a treatment plan for each and every individual patient.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's fantastic because you don't want a cookie cutter program.
Everything I do is absolutely original.
Tailored for that person.
Yes.
Okay. I just want to break off of this for a little bit because I know our time's growing short because you have appointments you're going to have to go to.
Yes.
A little bit about your modeling career. I know you love doing that and you've been doing that for a while. How did your accident affect you mentally wise? And do you think that because you're in as good a shape as you're in and the profession that you're in helped you through the accident so you could get back into modeling?
I had some struggles when I had my car accident. I also had a situation where it almost cost me my life,
Ish.
and because I wasn't exercising, and so what my body was doing is it was actually poisoning itself. And not to get into such difficulties about that,
Right.
but what happens is the amount of estrogen in our bodies, male and female, can accumulate in the waist area. And since I was a kid, I was always lean, thin, never ever heavy, never really carried any major adipose with me. But when I had my car accident, guess what happened? I couldn't lift my left arm over my head. I had numbness and tingling in my left foot that was considered permanent. I had to go through all the testing. And it really left me feeling inside where it was difficult to talk to people about it because they always knew I was in great shape.
Sure.
They always knew that I was like happy-go-lucky and, oh, I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to go exercise. I'm going to go for a run. And when this started happening and I went to the doctors and they told me about the increase of what was accumulating in my body and it poisoning itself, it left me scared to death. So I immediately, for my body, I actually had to get the weight off as quick as I could, or else something would happen.
Sure. Well, I mean, I ask this only because, I mean, you never would know you were in an accident or
Thank you.
that it ruined your life. And I think a lot of people that would have happened because they would have said, oh, this hurts. I can't do this anymore.
Right.
And
I had to fight for what I was back then. I had to fight as much as I could.
yeah.
And I still do it. I still get the numbness and tingling in the left foot.
Sure.
I've still have fallen. I've still have tripped and looked behind me and there was nothing there. And I have to accept the fact that I'm not perfect. I have to accept the fact that there are some situations, but every day I have to have a good mental attitude.
Sure.
It's the best that I can offer somebody. So when somebody comes in and they say, I have this medical issue for numerous years, my approach is, okay, how can we work with it? How can we work through it? I know you have this, I'm listening to you, but this is what came through my situation. For me not being able to lift my arm over my head for approximately a year and then just do it in different positions and then it locks up, it was difficult for me to go to the gym and do the workouts that I was doing. Because I realized through a little, cheat sheet notebook that I have for numerous years, I wasn't able to do the things that I could do.
Mm-hmm.
So it was affecting my stamina, it was affecting my business. So I had to make a choice and say, okay, I'm going to do what I need to do and grow my stamina. Just keep working at it.
Sure. Well, I mean, I only bring this up because your careers are kind of tied together. I mean, the modeling career is demanding and it forces you to be in top shape. And your accident was so traumatic that you had to overcome a lot. And I mean, we could really make a series about this.
Ooh, that's exciting.
Well, I say that in all honesty, because you had to overcome a lot. And
I did.
You're still at the top of your game, in all honesty. I mean, look, I'm not making light of this, but modeling is a tough job. And
It's very competitive.
Right. And you have to, I mean, you can't look like me and be a model. And I'm not trying to, embarrass you or anything, but it takes a certain type of person. I mean, you're trying to, the company that hires you is trying to sell something. And
yes.
I mean, they want somebody that looks good, that's in great shape. And to come off of what you did, had an accident as bad as you did and get back to where you are, I can see your attitude and what you try to impart that to a patient. I mean, you're a perfect example for your own business.
Right.
I mean, you don't have to have a poster of somebody and say, look, this is what he went through. This is,
Right.
So I give you a lot of credit. So
people are shocked. People are actually shocked that I did have a car accident like I did, and I got messed up pretty bad.
Well, I'm shocked right now.
Well, it was in a time where I was going to school.
Yeah.
And life changed for me within a few minutes of time.
Well, I'm still in shock. I tell you, I think it's great though. All right.
Thank you.
Where are you located?
Ta-da! Drum roll. Okay.
Yes.
I am located at 1770 Route 9, Suite 307, Clifton Park, New York.
Okay. And your phone number is?
518-424-8939. And my email, if someone wants to get a hold of me, is body, by Baden,
one@gmail.com. Okay. And they can find you on Facebook too, right?
They, many people can find me on Instagram, on Facebook, on LinkedIn, any type of social media. And I usually, reply very quickly with text is best.
Okay.
I've learned that. So that way I get to the root of the problem with the person, within a couple minutes time, I find out what they need and then we can set up an appointment. I work 7 days a week.
Okay.
I work from 9 a.m. to about 7, and it depends. It's by appointment only.
Okay.
So.
But you're taking Columbus Day off because it's a federal holiday,
no,
right? You're not?
I'm not.
Oh my gosh.
I'm
just
working.
Just Thanksgiving and Christmas?
No, I actually, if I'm in the area, I actually will do emergency sessions on Christmas or Thanksgiving if I'm in town. Yes.
Okay. Well, listen, I want to thank you for being with us today.
Thank you.
I know you have to run because you have
an
appointment.
I have patience, yes.
But just one thing before we leave. When you were going through this accident, and getting better and you had those problems, just something's been going through my head. Did you have to give yourself massage therapy Or did?
That's nice. I mean, good question. Actually, because I'm an expert in the field, right, and I had swelling and I had bruising and I had scar tissue. Yes, if I can reach an area, I will sit there and I will work with that area. Yes.
Okay. Well, on that note, what we're going to say is you have a great rest of your week.
And, thank you, Rick, for having me on the show.
Oh, anytime. Like I said, you're a resident therapist, and you'll be back again. There's no doubt about that. And I want to thank everybody for being with us tonight. And Saturday, our guest on Talk Saratoga, Skidmore Radio, is none other than our mayor candidate, Tim Holmes. So that'll be a great show. So thanks for being with us, and we'll see you next time. Okay, I'll email this to you at your email address.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh my God, it was so nice seeing you.
Oh, it was great seeing you too. All right. And I'm glad we ended. All right, you be good. Okay.
Okay, bye, Rick. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.